You are absolutely immersed into the Chaos Cast, hosted by two jerks and a dork, where we blitz on every down, seeking to get ejected for targeting, as we stiff-arm your trash fantasy football team, your only place for Chaos Fantasy shenanigans. I'm your host, Brad Krager, alongside Levi Basham, John Spears, and special guest hosts Rob Tinsley, the commish, and Luke Krager. In this episode, John and Rob exchange lethal blows that resemble more of a slap fight than his must-see TV. We take a look back at an abysmal week of fantasy football and review week 3 matchups. We take a look ahead at week 4 and make our picks. And then the mailbag gets dramatic with several interesting questions from the league. Let's get into it. All right, football nerds, it's time to take a look back at week 3 results. And we're going to start with It's What Plants Crave, who took on the Houdinis. And in this one, this is another example of a game narrative being more about Levi's opponent and their pathetic effort. Okay, Derek has egg on his face after a bold and, in hindsight, questionable decision to start Deontay Foreman, who only gets one measly point. And on top of that, his defense goes negative, and his starting running backs combine for just 16 points. Really, nothing positive to say here about Derek's team in this one as Levi cruises 223 to 154. Levi, how'd you see it?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's a little different than when I beat Jeff. I think I scored more than everyone but, like, two other teams. So I had a good performance.
Nice humble brag.
You know, just it was a good score, 223. Yeah, that's nothing score. To...
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you.
Derek almost got whooped. I think that's more the thing. That seemed like the biggest trap picking the Raiders against Carolina with the red rifle going. Look, that disappointing from the running backs. That's kind of what Derek's been doing well with his team is just Connor and Jacobs have been so good. So it's hard to get any points when they're not doing anything. So, yeah, I'll take the win. I'll top of the leaderboard, you know, target on my back.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Jinx.
It's already begun.
Jinx your face back.
You should have seen the looks on
those. I ought to slap you right now.
I've had enough of you. You've only been on here for 1 minute.
I will slap you silly.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah, this is a big point swing here for Derek from last week. He scored like 247. I suffered on the end of that one. Just both his running back going off on me. Bad loss for Derek here getting the brother bowl. It's minus one for the what are the older brothers? 1-1. I took you down week 1. Derek lost week 3. Is that the only old brothers? Yep.
Yeah.
Other than Union Brothers.
Union Brothers. I guess that would count. But I don't know who's the younger and who's the older.
Clearly, Jeff's the older.
Lance is the uglier. That's for sure.
No comment.
You taking shots at Lance? Yeah.
Well, I mean...
He's been doing it for a while.
I'm not going to let that slide.
I think we settled that last week.
Lance. Hey, you should take shots at Lance personally, Brad.
I agree.
Hacksaw Lance, buddy.
That's right.
Take shots, bros. We'll tell you right now. Union Brothers or something else. We'll get to them later.
What?
Nothing.
You were going to tell him something.
I do have something to say about this matchup. I got something to say. Can you shut your mouth real quick?
Hang on. You know what? Let me wrap it up. Good win for Levi. Bad loss for Derek.
Derek. Let me tell you something.
I'm not done. Hang on a second.
Excuse me?
That's going to be a long episode. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We just started.
I know.
First matchup of the daggone day. I'm good. Brad, back to you.
Oh, you're just gonna skip me.
I'm gonna go ahead and defer to Rob. What do you got?
Were you giving him your minutes?
So I'm just gonna say this about Derek and his team. Last week, when my question got brought up and he shut that down, that angered me. And that angered me because Derek always thinks he's better than everybody in the league. And right now this chump is sitting 1-2 and damn near got whooped. Let me tell you something, Derek. You can sit there and say, oh, he'll screw it up talking about me and my team. I ain't screwed it up yet. I ain't going to screw it up at all. And when I'm standing atop the grand trophy tops then you're really going to be upset because I'm going to be calling you out as I'm collecting my check in my ring, punk.
The grand trophy, Tops.
Nicely done, Rob.
You know what it's like to be on top?
And Levi, great win, buddy. Thanks. I wish you would have got the whooping.
That's close.
Very, very eloquently put there. I couldn't agree more. And so with that, we'll move on, and we'll take a look at the Intoxicated All-Stars, who took on the Scoops Troop. And really, this was another pathetic matchup here, as Jason fails to crack 200, and Joey barely does, pretty much on the back of 42 points from Jonathan Taylor. And other than Saquon dropping 56 for Jason, there's not much to discuss here. Just a gaggle of horrendous performances for most players on both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, though, gets a much-needed win, 201 to 187. Levi, what are your thoughts on this travesty of a game?
I'd just like to say you're welcome, Joe, for picking against you last week. I think that motivated your team. I honestly think if I had picked you, you would have lost. So you're welcome. Also, hilarious that you needed every one of those Deshaun Watson points, and then you threw them onto the pile Wednesday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, this is not a must win for Joe, but a feel good win. I think he's really, he's won that win. Nobody wants to go 0-for-nothing, other than looks like old Black Sunday maybe pulling that feet on his own.
Hey. Easy on my teammate over here. I'll slap you.
What are you doing?
I will slap you silly.
Hey, when we point to you, that's your cue to speak.
Well, you know what? You're not a woman or whatever. So don't be trying to tell me what to do.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Right, enough of this matchup. What? Joe, do better. Jason, do a whole lot better.
Rob?
I would just say that it was two turds fighting over the punch bowl, personally. Joe finally got a win and made some real questionable choices and drops and pickups and things so far this year. So
I think you just made that up.
I don't think I did. But regardless, great win, Joe. It might be your only one.
Wow.
I also, of note, I find it funny that Hunter Henry was the highest scoring tight end in this matchup
at 3.8.
Oh, my
good
God.
Lord.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hey, and the question there is Andrews just done at this point?
That is a good question.
That could be a question for the mailbag, and I think that's worth discussing.
Yeah, we'll tease that for later.
Yeah. All right, so that's going to do it for that matchup. We're going to move on. We got the mighty Cleveland Steamers who took on the Purple Bleeders. And this one, Rob takes advantage of another dismal performance on week three as Lance struggles to break 150. I mean, Lance gets a goose egg from Rashid Shaheed, just 15 points from Lamb, and really just awful results from all of his players. And Rob puts it in cruise control with 46 from Josh Allen and nearly 50 from Derrick Henry. Rob defeats Lance easily, 217 to 164. Levi, how good is Rob's team looking right now?
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Uh-huh. Mm.
I still don't believe in the Collins-Diggs combo. You got the 21, the 29, but I don't believe, you're not making your team as explosive as possible. But I think you got some points where people didn't think we were going to come. Like, Will Levis got 22. Texans, despite getting blown out by, 27 points, still got 10 points. I don't know how that worked. I guess Minnesota had, short fields the whole time. So that was a smart pickup there.
Actually, the points I got on that.
Your whole team.
I got four sacks on that one, buddy. So
four sacks.
Yeah, four whole sacks. Four Sam Darnold. They got me 8 points.
Darnold. But yeah, it's a good win. Just Rashid Shaheed just flamed out like everyone thought it would happen to him eventually. I had no reason to pick Lance, and this is why.
But I think it's more of what Lance was dealing with
yeah.
on his own team versus what Rob gave him. I mean, 217, you weren't lighting up the world, let's be honest here.
Good game.
It's an okay game.
217 is good.
It's okay.
How many people in this league last week scored over 200 points? Four?
I don't know.
Plainly, four people.
Five.
All right, so five people. 50% of the league scoring over 200 points.
They had like five dudes out.
Not my problem.
Well, it was your
problem. Not my problem because I obviously won the game.
You did. I'd say it's more about Lance.
I'm only hearing facts coming out of Rob's mouth. That's all I got to say. But go ahead. Finish your analysis, please.
I did. It was more about Lance dealing with what he was dealing with on his roster versus what Rob did. But, I mean, it's a win. No, I'm not taking that away. He had great output by Allen and Henry.
Yeah, great performances from Allen and Henry.
And Collins.
Just nonsense coming out of his mouth. Henry just flows. Just blows.
Henry had like an awesome stiff arm.
Oh, man. That's up there in one place of the year.
He's still big. So I will say that I am very happy with my team this year. At the draft, everybody was giving me crap about my draft team. Oh, it's a 2019 team. I don't give a crap. It's a 2002 team. The thing is about these guys is that they're consistent for the most part. Almost my entire team is consistent. And with me picking up Jennings, I think you're about to see old Rob start putting up some banger 300 bombs here.
Ooh.
And I play your little fancy behind this weekend, Mr. John Spears. And I'm gonna spank it.
It's great.
I'm gonna spank it good.
Great analysis. So Juwan Jennings got a ton of points last week, so he's got to get points this week. He's going to get just as many.
That's right. Just as more.
Wiser words of nervous
folks. 100,000 points this week gets you, John.
All right. Well. great analysis there, Rob. We're going to move on. We're going to take a look at the last matchup before we look at the whooping of the week, and that's was a matchup with Black Sunday, took on Slop Nasty. And this one, I go into Monday night with a mere, I think, 76 points from 70% of my lineup, and I'm down over 100. But then James Cook, Eckler, and Jamar Chase combined for nearly 100 and salvages something from nothing here for me. On the other hand, Jeff gets big games from Burrow, Metcalf, and Kyren Williams, which is fitting considering, R.A. Chan bet from last year, and he beats me with him. I'll take it. But he takes this one, 232 to 177. Levi, how happy are you now that I'm sitting at 0-3?
I'm just thinking, where are you going to find your win?
Okay.
I'm getting concerned. Getting a little concerned.
Okay.
Jeff seems looking pretty good. He had 230 points, and then Bijan only got him 18. Like, so he's putting up good numbers with pretty much without his first pick. So Jeff's gonna be scary to play against.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I thought this was gonna be the whooping, but Brad for sure salvaged, like, got that out of there with the 45 points from Jamar Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but yeah, there's some concerns.
I don't think I'm as much concerned with Brad's team. This is a bad week, but Jeff scored 100 points week one, so they're kind of doing the reverse here. I think Jeff's got to, be a little relieved that Joe Burrow finally put up a big game. Pretty much, I mean, you didn't get much out of Baker Mayfield. I mean, yeah, 11 out of Pittman. I still put 232. His defense definitely chipped in for 30.
The 30 starting off. And Jeff broke the Thursday night curse.
I mean, he could have had Rodgers in. I mean, he dropped 30. I don't know if he played him over Baker, but at this point in the season. But definitely a good win for Jeff. I think he shook off his week one nervousness. His team's starting to look like the team that we thought that he drafted.
Yeah. And we're getting in week four, so matchups are kind of more, it's going to be easier to start, make starts now that what the defenses are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Baker against Denver seems like they're pretty good defensively.
It's looking that way. What do you make of Brad's dismal team?
Ooh. Ooh.
Well,
so That's about to get you slapped right there. But it's about to. But I will say this, that Jeff's team, he does have some good players, but I don't foresee Burrow especially, because Cincinnati sucks. And I'm a Reds fan, but I'm not a Bengals fan. And I will say that Burrow is going to put up very much dismal performances probably a lot this season. I think this was the week Jeff got lucky and got almost 40 points from him. And Brad's team, honestly, Brad's got a really good team. It's just he's had some bad luck the first three games of the season.
Yeah, you better believe it.
But I know for a fact this week's going to be way different. But I have no problem with Brad's team. I think Brad's team's going to be really good this year. I think Brad's going to be in the playoffs. And I think some of you all won't. Probably John. Probably Levi. Nerds won't be on there.
So Burrow is not going to do well.
He's 0-3.
But Chase is going to do well.
Yeah. Chase is amazing. Burrow sucks. It checks out.
At all square to me, and with that, we will go ahead and wrap up this section and segment, and we'll move on to the whooping of the week next.
It's the time you've all been waiting for with our final matchup between Johnny Spears and Amanda Butch Shelley. Sorry, not that sorry, Amanda, but you got whooped.
You got whooped again,
and you'll probably get whooped again this week.
Take that.
All right, so...
get him, Brad!
Yeah.
Get him, Brad!
And then here comes John to ruin everything. All right, so unfortunately, I got to objectively analyze this and say that John puts up big boy points this week and earns his third whooping of all time, handing Amanda back-to-back whoopings, making it now 8 times she's been whooped, moving her into second place behind Rob... Who has nine?
Yeah, I'll take it.
But it is what it is. Charbonnet, Rice, Neighbors, and Jaden Daniels lay the wood with huge gains for John. Meanwhile, Amanda has to be concerned as pretty much every one of her players peed down their legs. John, big here, 240-162. Levi, how did you see this one?
Big Monday night performance from Jaden Daniels. I think sealed it up. Sorry, I was so close to whooping Derek. I wasn't able to stop this Amanda. Although Amanda's dealing with injuries. She had a lot of bench points. She got 46 from Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, that was kind of
that would have stopped the
whooping.
The whooping. I think Amanda's team's good. It's just getting settled in. Ayuk really hasn't done anything yet, and I think that's gonna change. So, Kelsey hasn't done much. So, I think Amanda's going to have a lot more wins in the future. But yeah, it's all on John.
I don't think you believe that, Levi.
No, he doesn't. I
don't think anybody believes
that. Yeah, this was definitely
put up 240. You're the high scorer. You scored the most points. So, yeah. This week,
my team went off. Even though Richardson got 7 and Hill got 11, my first two picks. So it's kind of shocking that my team was able to put up that many points. But it kind of was a whooping of attrition. She was dealing with a lot of injuries. But it does not make it feel any less awesome. I love whooping people.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she did have Hubbard on the bench for 46, but I had Aaron Jones with 42. So if we want to play, she still would have get whooped. But not sorry, Amanda. I enjoyed whooping you, and now I'm on to Rupert.
Oh, you might as well even forget that coming out of your brain, because that ain't going to happen. But Amanda, yeah, you got whooped. Hush your mouth and talking.
Commissioner's talking.
That's right. You see the shirt? The commish? Hey, man, I'm talking. You quiet. You sip it.
He did.
So anyway,
loves at home. He does
so, sure. So looking at Amanda's team, Amanda, when you picked up Mahomes and Kelsey, I knew for a fact you were going to finish dead last this season, because Kelsey and Mahomes now are a vanity affair with the ref's help. Basically, what was going on when Tom Brady was in New England? Basically, it's the same thing happening with Mahomes and them, because the NFL loves Taylor Swift and loves the Taylor Swift money. your team's going to suck. It's going to continue to suck, and you suck. So, yeah, you bully.
Wow. Well,
Rob did throw up jazz hands, by the way.
I did throw up jazz
hands. Like hands back and forth. Like he threw some glitter, too.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hey, Rip Torn's not here.
All right, with that, that's going to do it for the review of last week. And then we're going to move into our picks in the next segment now.
Craving a treat that's a little bit naughty and a whole lot of nice? Well, get ready to indulge in Uncle Frunkle's bourbon balls. Handcrafted with premium bourbon and rich chocolate, Uncle Frunkle takes the time to make sure his balls are triple dipped to achieve just the right thickness. His balls are the perfect blend of smooth, sweet, and just a touch of sass. Whether you're hosting a party, looking for a unique gift, or just treating yourself, Uncle Funkle's bourbon balls are two of a kind. Visit UncleFunkle.com or your local gourmet store to get your hands on the delicious decadent treats. Uncle Funkle's bourbon balls, where every nibble is an explosion in your mouth.
All right, everybody, we're going to jump into the picks. We are at week 4 of the NFL season. And some of us, like myself, are sitting in the basement at 0-3. Others, like Levi, are feeling really good at 3-0. A lot of 1-2 and 2-1 teams in between. Still a lot of time left, a lot of season remaining. But let's get into week 4 here. We've got Black Sunday. I'm sitting at 0-3, and I'm taking on the Intoxicated All-Stars, who are 1-2. However, I am 7-2 all-time versus Joey, so I own him. And then Joey only gets 12 points on Thursday night from Daniel Jones, which puts him a bit behind from the jump. Both of our team's running backs have tough matchups, but I like my QBs this week. I need the dub, and I get it, but it won't be easy. Give me Black Sunday.
Yeah. Let me go with Joey. I said I wouldn't pick Joey till he got his win. And so I'm going to go with him. Kind of like his matchups. I think Mark Andrews is going to come back from the basement this week. No, that's a bold claim.
Yeah, I would say that you can't pick Brad. I couldn't pick Mark Andrews to do anything until he did something. But it's fitting Brad started with this game because it's like the Thursday game where nobody cares about this game. So give me Brad and barely.
That's the first smart decision you made all night since I've seen you. I just got one word to say. Brad with the butt whooping. He's going to spank.
He's going to spank
the Intoxicated All-Star.
There we go. All right. Well, guys.
60-60.
We'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
But our picks. Our picks are down for the first matchup. And the second matchup, we're going to take a look at the Purple Bleeders. Sitting at 2-1, taking on Scoop's Troop, who are 1-2. Lance is 7-2 versus Jason all time. But a big start for Lance on Thursday as CeeDee Lamb drops 39 points. But Kenneth Walker, Jaden Reed, and Kittle all return from injury for Lance. But Jason also gets Laporta back. So this may be the game of the week, but I think Barkley and Breece Hall are too much in the end. Give me Jason.
Yeah, I think Jason's two best players, Hall and Barkley, are going to keep him in every game this year. So, and Lance is still trying to get healthy. He's a little, like, if Kenneth Walker plays, then that could be good for him. I'm not sure if he's playing yet or not.
Yeah, it's still in the area.
So I'm just going to go with Jason. I think Hall and Barkley should be enough.
Those are two good players, but I like Lance here. I'm going to stick with the trend. The first union brother to break the Thursday night trend being up was Jeff, and I see Lance doing the same. He's up 40. Give me the Bleeders.
Yeah, I'm impressed. That's the second smart thing you said tonight. So, yeah, I go with you, Dijon. Team Purple Bleeders, I think, is going to definitely put the hurting on Scoop's Troops. I have to agree.
Thanks.
All right.
Don't let it get to your head, dude.
It's a love fest between Rob and John. You should see this. They're googly-eyed, even. all right, guys. So, next, speaking of the commission, we've got the Cleveland Steamers, who are at 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take on the aforementioned Farewell to Hope, who's also 2-1. Big-time matchup this week. And John and Rob are locked up 4-4 all-time versus one another. And so... Yeah, John had three players going on Thursday night, led by Malik Nabers, as he continues to prove that he is going to be an elite receiver for years to come. Ferguson has a decent game, but Singletary does Singletary-type things and only gets 8 points. And then Rob, you know, he's got green matchups across the board against defenses, and Juwan Jennings may be the X factor in this one. On top of that, John really needs Tariq Hill and Achan to step up without really a quarterback right now. And the Dolphins' offense is really reeling, which could be John's demise. Give me Rob here in a close one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rob this time, too. His matchups are really good. I think he's going to pull it out, but it'll be close. I think Devin Singletary only getting 8.6. Ferguson doing okay. I don't know if John did enough with some of his matchups, so I'm going to go with Rob.
Yeah, Rob does have good matchups. What he doesn't have is good players.
Oh, so
that's just
wow. That's a good point. That's obviously a lie.
That's, you can't just be lying in the podcast.
Yeah, you all right, Donald. Donald.
No, but I put the Devin Singletary. I mauled this. I was like, God dang it. I had no real good options. I think I made the smart play by benching Richardson against Pittsburgh. And I think Derek, too, plugged in Wendell Robinson, just hoping to get something out of it, and it kind of fell flat. But I'll take the 36 and 17 out of Ferguson. I'm not as confident about blowing you out as I once was, but I feel like...
You were never going to blow me out.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't. Yes. There was never going to be a blowout. There was never going to be a blowout.
But I don't think I'll win. I don't think it'll be a blowout, but I will win.
Yeah. 30, 40 points?
Probably, yeah. I'd say 30, to be fair.
I'm glad you are into alternative facts, John, and alternative realities, because apparently that's not what's going to happen. When you put you put Singletary in there? Yeah, Singletary, because of my spectacles here. And he gets you 8.6 points. I'm not too confident the rest of your team is going to do any better. Just because you have Jim Nabors' son, that means nothing to me.
Gomer Powell.
That's right. That's right. You got Gomer Powell's son on there. And I just got one thing to say to you. I'm going to tear you with time to the faces. Woo!
Man, Rob, you just hearkened back to one of the classic moments on the podcast. And everybody's gonna love that, and I'm on cloud nine right now. Just hearing that just gives me goosebumps. My hair standing up on its. Yeah, this great stuff there. And we have to move on past this please, matchup, because it's such an epic matchup. It's gonna be so much fun. We look forward to that. But we're gonna move on. Next matchup, we've got the average Houdinis. They are at 1-2. They're going to take on the Slop Nasty, who's at 2-1. However, Derek is 6-3 against Jeff. Derek starts the week. Actually, I got to give him some credit. He starts the week with a nice play on Thursday night as Wandell Robinson hauls in 11 catches on 14 targets, giving him 25 points at the wide receiver 3 position. For Jeff, Rico Dowdle, he probably hates it. Rico Dowdle has a decent game. He gets a touchdown, has 19 fantasy points. But for Jeff, I love Burrow, Harrison Jr., and Metcalf this week. They're all in plus matchups. I think they score big. This is another close one, but I'll take Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jeff too. I think Jeff's matchups are good. I think he can pull out the win here. Jets should be able to put another 25 points on Denver. I don't think it's going to be too hard for him to beat Derek this week.
Man. I'm going with Jeff as well, but whereas I said Brad and Joey's matchups, the Thursday night game. This is the Monday night game. This was the hardest matchup to pick. I think it's going to be the best game of the week. But Jeff, by just a little bit, I think they're both their quarterbacks. They're going to be epic. And Jeff did the same, I think, that me and Derek. We tried to steal some points out of that Thursday game with the Giants and Dallas, and they both got points where I got old maid. So give me Jeff in a close one.
I'm going with Jeff just for the simple fact of McConkey being on his team. So and Derek sucks. So there's that. I think, honestly, Derek's probably one of the worst teams in the league right there behind Joey at this point. I think Derek's terrible. But,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you look at his team, you would think he has a good chance. But maybe it's just the fact he's a terrible manager. So that could be it, too. I don't know.
Where would you rank his eyes? All of them, all the league owners.
No comment.
You don't want to get into that?
Okay, well.
No comment.
There was no good answer there.
There was no good answer.
That's good. That's good. All right, guys. We're going to move on. The last matchup we have, it's what plants crave, who sits alone up top again at 3-0, taking on Alliance mate Victoria's Secret, who's reeling and comes off back-to-back whoopings. On top of that, Levi is 6-4 all time versus Amanda. And Levi gets a decent start to the week as Dak generates nearly 29 points on Thursday night, which is a good performance. And really, Amanda needs Kamara, Ramondre, and Kelsey to return to form, or else this will be a loss. But I'm betting against that, so give me Levi here in a close one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with myself. I'm a little nervous. I have some injuries. I feel like this is definitely a losable game for me. But I'm hoping Pickens and JSN can pick up the slack.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Levi here. Until Mahomes, Kelsey prove that they're the elite again, it's going to be hard for her team to get wins, especially with Kamara being questionable. Now, if she were to get, you know, Antonio Brown back and Cooper Kupp, I think she'll be fine the rest of the way. Until then, yeah, she's going to be taking some lumps.
I'd say she's going to be taking some lumps the rest of the season. She'll be right there, Joey, Derek, and, those three will be together in the back. I just don't know which one's going to get the plunger or the toilet seat yet. But give me Levi.
This matchup is going to be the most dumpy, trashy, ugly, no good matchup I've ever seen in my life. And it's what plants crave is going to whoop Amanda so hard, wow. She's going to feel it for the rest of her life.
Oh.
Ow.
Ow.
That's great analysis.
Ow.
All right.
I mean, although the last two times I played against her, I whooped her. But
I think you'll probably whoop her this time.
Oh, the young Kreger brought it, and he brought some heat there. Yeah, so I respect that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say dumpy, though. You know, that's just me.
I mean, you know.
Dumpy. Be careful. She'll push you over.
That is true.
Nah, she wouldn't.
Oh, she would.
She would.
She's a bully.
She'll push kids over.
All right, guys. So
if they deserve.
Our picks are in. We're coming up on week 4. This is actually a little bit of a pivotal week. We've got, I'm sitting at 0-3. There's lots of 1-2, 2-1s. You don't want to be 0-4. You don't want to be 1-3. You know, so some key matchups and looking forward to the week, but we'll move on to Levi's power rankings next.
All right, everybody, let's get into the power rankings. This week we got some movement going on. We got a new number 10 and a new number 1. So a lot going on. Every team is over 20 points now, so that's pretty good. And first and second are a tenth of a point apart. So we'll start with number 10. And no.
No?
No. No.
How?
Well, yeah, was I wrong? It's Joey, the Intoxicated All-Stars. Were they number 10 last week?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me interject here. So me and Joey is the dumpiest matchup of the week.
According to the computers, they do not like your matchup. They won't be watching that much.
According to the rankings and according to our eyeballs.
We'll be on delayed
broadcast. Yeah, tape delay.
It's blacked out locally.
Yeah.
It's on the radio. Might be a loser leave sound. I don't know where the computer is going to place the loser of this. Maybe 11. But yeah, for now, Joey's in 10th with 20.65 points. Getting over that 20-point hump. There is a bit of a jump here from 10 to 9, though. Like, number 9 has 2 points more than him. Coming in at 22.85, Victoria's Secret.
Whoa!
Wow!
Just proving my point.
Oh, the computers like Black Sunday,
baby! It's got to be next.
Oh!
Yeah!
I wouldn't say the computer likes you.
Well, like, more than
celebrating.
Like, yeah, celebrating like, not being.
I'm 1-3.
What are we doing?
How could I expect to be not 10th?
Amanda, with her injuries, she hasn't scored a lot of points, and she's been whooped twice. So I think the computer's knocking her for that. But she's only she's a half of a 10th of a point away from the next. Number 8th, which is Black Sunday.
Woo!
22.
I'm happy with that.
0.9. Black Sunday comes in 8th in the power rankings. Impressive showing for not having a win
yet. To be 0-3 and be 8th, man? Up top.
Oh, come on.
Up top.
You got to get those moral victories.
That's right.
And you got to find them. You got to find football right there.
Yeah.
All time moral victory.
I'll take it right now.
I can't beat nobody, but I am. I'm eighth. I ain't last.
Yeah.
You should.
I got athletes.
Yeah. I got studs.
But yeah. Take it in. Number 8, Black Sunday. Now it's 7. Coming in at 23.65. So that's 0.75 above Black Sunday is the Houdinis.
Who cares?
Number
Move 7. On to the next one. Move on to the next
Good
one.
Call, so, Rob.
1-2. Computers like Derek's team more than Brad, which is
it's terrible.
It's impressive.
If you listen to these guys.
Yeah, they think that he's got the worst team.
Yeah.
But at number 6, I mean, we still have number 6 is a 2-1 team. Where is Slop Nasty coming 23.85. So the commuters are still looking at Jeff's week one 100 point, and I think that's keeping him from being higher. But yeah, he's got 23.85. He's only 0.2 higher than Derek, despite having 2 wins. But I think Jeff's gonna keep climbing the rankings. Now number 5, 24.65. So this is a 0.8 higher. Scoops Troop. This is a pretty good showing. He's only Jason only has 1 win, but 5th in the rankings.
Man, that really hurt him.
Yeah,
those low points.
Yeah, like his losses haven't been by a lot.
I think that's what's keeping him in.
Now number 4, this might be the biggest drop of the week. Coming in at but still 3 points higher than Jason. At 27.35, Team Purple Leaders in the 4th spot, dropping from 1st place last week.
That's what happens when you lose to me.
Exactly.
It's not.
You drop a bunch of spots.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, like,
he hurt you real bad.
That's right.
The computers were like, wow. The computers are like, wow, you lost to Rob. Yeah. I got to drop you a lot.
But I'm going to put Rob in probably the top 3 because he's awesome. I love your computer.
Speaking of which, number 3. 29.85. Cleveland Steamers.
Big time!
That's
big time.
2.5 higher than Lance. 2-1. Putting up good points. I think you scored... You've scored over 200 every week.
Yeah, almost every week, yeah.
Computers liking you 3. I don't think you've moved much either. I think you've been around 3 or 4 all year.
I'll just keep climbing as we go through the season.
You haven't been climbing.
You hush. Nobody asked your opinion.
You can't keep climbing.
I'm going to climb. Well, if I went from 4 and now I'm 3, that means that I'm climbing.
You stayed at 3.
Da, 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 da,
and then you stayed at 3.
Da, 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 da.
Let's see. Make sure. Rob was 4 last week. Now he's at 3.
Oh, well, I guess I'm climbing.
What? Huh? We've had 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, although you were at on week two, you were two.
Damn.
Okay. Okay. What do you want to say about that?
You know what, though? Hey, hold on. So you're telling me I've been in the top five for 3 weeks. I went from second to fourth to third, and I'm staying in that top five.
Stay in the top
I guess
10,
I don't
please.
Suck that bad.
Where you belong, sir?
Three. Okay. Yeah, three. Comfortably at three.
After I beat you, I'll be two.
Well, let's let him finish the list.
There's two teams left.
I wonder who they are.
Who could say?
The suspense.
No,
it's killing me.
This is where I don't agree with you.
Yeah, right. I'm sure you don't. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you don't.
Number two, at 31.15. So that's another point and a half higher than Rob. It's What Plants Crave. And so number two spot. I'm
done climbing.
Understand.
Yeah, you're gonna be dropping
I'm
back and start climbing again after this week.
Like I do have three wins. I think I should be at the top. But I'll take it up with a computer.
Before we move on, did I not predict a free fall from Lance?
You did
last week
you
on the sure pod, did I not?
You sure
and he
did.
Dropped from first to fourth.
Yeah.
Oh, that was would you call that a free fall?
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I mean,
that's all. Just checking.
You dropped too.
And his face. And then there's his face as well.
Somehow you.
Well, I'm
yeah,
calling
you're 3-0. Right, you're not even one. What's that say about your team?
Ooh,
according to the computer.
Hey, I'm finding wins. It's called survive advance. And I won by 70 points.
You know what? Kudos, sir.
Man, unfortunately, that leaves the number one spot. With you're only a tenth of a point higher than me, 31.25. Farewell to hope.
Next week it'll be farewell to first.
Did I hear what fart in the background somewhere? Yeah, that was John.
So
I ain't gotta say nothing.
Right now.
Next week you'll be saying something. I can't believe I went from first to like sixth.
It'll probably be first to second.
No, Levi's got second locked in.
Well, if I win again, you say that I'm going to whoop Amanda, and then I'm not going to get first.
Go first, and then I'll go second.
But yeah, that's the rankings.
I like it, man. I like your computer ranking.
Yeah. Pretty accurate. Nice little... I mean, the computer kind of loves you.
You should like the computer.
You should like
the computer.
Yeah, you're 0-3 and an 8.
I'm going to say love is kind of a strong word there, but
hey,
okay.
Give the computer some credit here.
Literally, if we had every other person in the league rank the teams, you would be last.
Yeah.
Well, you also have to consider that
computers are smarter there.
Well, no, you all.
Well, maybe. Well, except Rob. Rob would probably put him in. I don't even know if Rob might put him in ninth.
Yeah, I think he might.
So, just as a little caveat, I know nobody cares, but just to put this whole thing into perspective, I want to just real quick. So, I'm in last place. I'm 0-3. However, I have 730 points scored against me. Levi, in contrast, who's in first, has 482 points scored against him. That's almost a 300-point difference in through 3 weeks. So,
yeah, honestly,
you know, if you're 3-0 right now or you're 0-3, you can be happy or sad.
I'll repeat with, in week two, how many points of mine were scored against you?
Huh?
All of them.
What?
When they played.
When we played and beat. No, I beat you head to head.
Yeah, no. I was just. No. I take my loss on that, but that doesn't have anything to do with the whole 3 week span. That's 1 week. I'm talking about the whole 3 weeks. You're just talking about 1 week. I'm talking about the whole season up to this point. You've got almost 300 points scored less against you, which is why you're in third place or first place. And you've only scored 650 points, which is like near mid. It's kind of mid-ish.
He's outscored you. I've outscored you.
But that's fantasy football. We know this every year. It is what it is. But being 0-3, I got to save some face here. Somehow.
I get it.
Well, the computer helped you. It made you 8.
No, I love it.
The computer is showing how many points you've scored.
The computer showed affection.
Yeah. It might be pity. No, but yeah, that's it for, like, everyone's kind of bunched up together. I think there's a lot of room for people to move up.
Oh,
nobody's out of it.
It's too early to say anything right now.
Yeah, it really is.
It's
long season.
People start having injuries. We move it deeper into the season, and things are going to change drastically. Hell, the top five could be the bottom five.
It could be.
Yeah. Well, we'll move to pickups. Really, the only big pickup was for me. I made a big bet on Christian Watson. I paid $245. Nobody else bid on him, which is a little shocking to me. I knew I would outbid. Like, I knew I was overbidding for him, but I didn't want to risk it. I feel like the Packers are going to, you know, this Love's going to be coming back soon, so I figured I'd go ahead and get more depth at wide receiver. Funny thing is, I beat out Joey with Cole Kmet by $1, which is, he bid $10 on Cole Kmet. I bid $11. That's brutal. Just take out of, like, that Cole Kmet giving up. Oh, also, Jeff bid $3 on Cole Kmet.
That's the tight end position.
So, yeah. Not a lot of pickups this week, which is a little surprising. Early in the year, there should be a lot, but I guess nobody didn't want to spend money.
There wasn't a lot of good pickups to be had.
No, there wasn't. Yeah. I looked through the waiver wire, and I'm fine with what I have on my bench right now. All right.
Yeah. And then me and Brad made a trade.
Yep.
And we're over the over.
Yeah. So that's trade number three.
Yeah. Brad's been part two.
I've been part of one of them.
You and Brad have traded?
We've traded, and then I traded Rob, and then traded Joey.
Joey, yeah. I'm actually happy everybody's really starting to trade this year, isn't it? Because years past, nobody really trades, so I think it's a good thing. Plus, also, don't forget, everybody out there, that you can trade with Fab, too. You just need to make me aware of how much money I need to deduct from you and then pass to the person you're trading to. So that's still on the table. I know as we get deeper in the season, that might become a thing. So,
yeah, and like everybody has plenty of Fab left to use that. That's kind of it with activity this week. Anybody have any insights?
No, pretty light week on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
I mean, the trade was great. By the way, we didn't mention I traded away George Pickens and received Jalen Waddle, which I thought was a fair trade. Both of them have probably been underperforming, you know, going into the season, especially Waddle. Obviously, that's a lot that's tied to Tua going down. I guess my thinking about Waddle was that I think he is an elite receiver, and I'm just betting on them figuring out the quarterback position, whether Huntley's the guy or whether Tua comes back in 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. And then George Pickens is a stack for Levi. He's got Justin Fields. And George Pickens, I even said it when at the draft show, I love George Pickens, but he hadn't really showed out too much this year, and I was willing to give him up. He's been on my bench. Both players were on our benches, so I feel like it was a pretty even trade. Yeah. We'll see how it kind of works out, but
I agree. Like, I think Waddle's bit of a bet for the later the season, how the Dolphins. I was a little worried about my depth this week. I didn't really want to play Waddle this week, and I like Pickens, and his points hasn't reflected it, but he's gotten a ton of targets. He's been active, and he's the number one for
He'll
sure.
He'll have big weeks.
You mentioned that it also stacking with Fields, so like I feel like I think Pickens is going to be really good this year, but who's to say? And I got a player to play this week.
It'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
Well, I will say, too, I'm very impressed with ESPN as well this year, because they've integrated a lot more of the Watson AI into trades and things of that nature to help everybody, you know, get a better understanding of, okay, where do these two guys stand or however you're trading. You definitely see where things stand so you know you're not getting screwed. And I will say this, Joey tried to trade me for, I forgot who it was, but it was one of his terrible pickups off the waiver wire. And he tried to trade him, and there was like a 30-point difference in the Watson thing, because he wanted one of my best players. And I was like, no, Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Joey tried to trade me turd for a really good player, and that was a no. So, Joey, don't ever try to trade me a turd for a good player. That's always going to be a no.
This wasn't Turd Ferguson.
I don't remember who it was, honestly, but
some turd.
But it was some turd. He tried to trade me for a really good player.
So. All right, so that's helpful. Also, for me, like, if you want to get a trade going, it never works just saying this player is up for trade in the group chat. Nobody
bites.
Like, you got to go out there, look at people's team, and like text them individually.
Yeah, reach out to them, say, hey, are you interested?
So that's always been the most successful thing for me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
But yep. All right. Well, we'll move on to mailbag next.
Hi, I'm Brad. You know me as Black Sunday from the Hacksaw Alliance.
And hi, I'm Rob. You know me as Click Cleveland Steamers from the Hacksaw Alliance. And we're here for a very important reason, and that's to talk about bald, squealing tires. You know, once every year at least, you'll hear the bald, squealing tires when you're out there on the roadway, and they can lead to disaster. And it's always important to check to verify your tread wear. And one way to check to verify your tread wear is old Mr. Number One Penny. And if you still see Lincoln's head, then things are in trouble. So get on down to Scott's Used Tires, where right now we've got a 3-for-1 deal. You buy 3, you get 1 for free.
You can't beat that, Rob. And I'll tell you what, I know me for one, I need new tires on my car, so I'm probably going to hit you up on this offer.
I'm telling you, it's a great offer. Scott's got great deals, and he's down on YY Dixie Highway, about a mile and a half from the Gene Snyder. So get down there and get your tires, because you don't want bald, squealing tires in the wintertime.
All right, guys, we're going to jump into the mailbag. Let's see who's up first. All right, we got Lance writes in, what are the chances Brad goes winless this year? Before anyone answers, Amanda Shelley responded 100%.
She needs to be careful with her
and
mouth.
Jeff wholeheartedly agreed.
Yeah, he needs to be careful too.
I mean, I'm trying to find a win on there. I think it's best chances this week. But I still bet against it.
Well, I'm ranked higher in your power ranking, so you'd have to pick me, right?
Those aren't my power rankings.
That's well, sure they are.
I don't like the computer. I've protested the computer rankings the entire time.
He doesn't like the machine that he built.
No, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's your problem.
AI issue, I guess. We're going to be taken over by him.
I think Brad's going to be fine. I think everybody has bad starts. We've seen it before where people started at 0-3. Levi. He started out 0-3 and then come back and ended up winning a championship or whatever it may be.
I started off 0-1.
0-1. Well, whatever. But in general, we have seen teams start off 0-3.
Amanda was 0-4 last year.
Yeah.
And made the playoffs. Made the championship.
Yeah. So don't tell me that, you know, he can't win a bunch more games. He's going to win a bunch more games. And he's going to win it against the people asking these dumb questions. So there's that.
My response to that is obviously I got to Lance on the pod last week talking about his face. And he got butt hurt, and so he's trying to, I guess, dig back at me here. And of course, his union.
Fair question, though.
Well, I don't really care what think's fair. You're not the arbiter of what I.
Yeah. What percentage? Well, I'm the one that asks the questions. What percentage do you give yourself?
To go winless?
No.
0%.
Zero, sir.
Gosh.
It's fantasy football. 20. He's going to win at least 10 more games.
He's probably closer to 10.
More games, I think.
Well, you remember last week we talked about you and I's projected wins combined?
Yeah.
And they were like 10.
Yeah, they were giving all these BS things.
Yeah.
These were the same jerks that picked against me to even be in the playoffs. And here I am ranked in the top 5 with this computer ranking every single week. So they're picking against me. Their opinions mean absolutely zilch, in my opinion. I'm just saying.
Well said.
I'm just saying.
That's it. That's it.
Zilch. All right. Derek asks, revisit your playoff picks and see if you would adjust your picks after 3 weeks. Brad, who?
All right. Well, I'll bring them up. Got them right here. So. Levi picked Amanda, Derek, Joe, himself, Jason and Lance. Levi, would you adjust any of those picks?
Kind of have
to. If you need me to repeat them, I can't.
Let's see. Actually, I think I got... Let's see. Well, I'm making the playoffs for sure. I think Lance is a good pick. Derek a little shaky. Joey a little shaky.
We'll take them out.
I think Amanda and Jason are good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I think Amanda's about done, too.
I think Amanda's about to...
Amanda, Derek, and Joe I would take out and replace with other people because they're going to be dead last.
I think if you look at their team, like... Yeah. Jason has the two of the best running backs. how do you not put him in the top six? Amanda's got off to a slow start, but if you look at her team, it's only health issues. So that's what would keep her out. If she gets healthy at all, she's gonna. Derek and Joey, I think one of them probably falls out. I'd probably put Rob in.
Well, it's about time.
And probably for Joey, I put Robin for Joey.
All right. There we go. John, you pick Jeff, Derek, Lance, Levi, yourself, and then you went real weak and go, I can't pick between Joey and Brad. So
you pick. Which is funny that you say that. Those are probably the first two out of my playoff picks. So I was kind of right with not knowing. So yeah, I would probably swap out both of you all.
I'd probably replace Derek with you too.
I appreciate that, Levi.
Yeah. So those are the two mistakes.
So
I'm glad they finally realized their mistakes, Brad.
So I would, at this point, have to put Robin.
I would think so.
Maybe Jason. Yeah, I would definitely probably take you and Joe out.
Yeah, I honestly think Jason will be in the playoffs regardless. I think Jason's got a really good team.
All right, and then finally I picked Rob, Jeff, Jason, myself, Joe, and Lance.
You gotta get rid of Joe.
And out of this list, I think I probably got to put in, who would I put in for Joe, though? Because I already got Jason in there. I can't put Derek.
Want me to help you with the power rankings?
Levi. I'll put Levi in. Yeah, I'll put Levi in for Joe. But other than that, I think I'll stick with my picks. So Rob, Jeff, Jason, myself, and Lance. Yeah.
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 I like it.
I did good, didn't I?
You did. You did really. You did better than these two turds.
Well, that ain't hard.
I know. That's not. It's okay. It's hacks all lines. So.
Yeah. You are just talking about how early it is.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That was a good question.
That's really rare for Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think his wife wrote that for him.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Oh, man. Enemy Luke with the dagger to the heart.
Yeah.
All right, next question from Derek, to me and you. Mm. John and Levi, take a guess at how many times you heard the words hacksaw.
Hey. Just move on to the next question.
Let him finish it.
No, just move on to the next. Nobody cares. Just move on to the next question.
Move on.
Yeah, just move on.
Because that's what Derek did last week.
Yeah, just move on. Nobody.
Rob asked his question.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't move on if y'all keep babbling about nonsense.
But you don't look like you're moving on. Are you moving on?
Well, what do you want me to look like?
I want you to move on.
Yeah, just move on.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You're hesitating.
Are y'all,
move on.
Okay. So, you heard the word hacksaw, commish, or the Ric Flair woo. Price is right rules, and the winner gets a prize from me. What do you think it?
What?
Over or under, I guess, how many times have we heard those, the commish, hacksaw, or just the Ric Flair woo?
I've heard no woo.
I don't do no Ric Flair woo.
Maybe I think we're at...
Oh, the hacksaws.
Yeah. Get out here.
Yeah.
I've done three hacksaws.
You're making the number go up.
But he's kind of reading the game.
Together? Now add that to your little
eat it to all
one more time. Rafa.
Next question.
John ruins 20. Everything. How about that?
He does.
Well, I'm on ruin his face Sunday. I'll happily ruin that. Derek, it's hard to say, it's a lot. Levi can have the prize if that solves anything. All right, next question is from Jason. If Hacksaw Jim Duggan ever found out about this alliance being named after him, and then found out about the lack of accomplishments, what do you think his reaction would be? Honored that something was named after him, or disgusted that their lack of accomplishment as an alliance?
That's actually a funny story, because none of you all, well, you know this, because we have discussed with you.
Mm.
I actually reached out to Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I told him about the fantasy football stuff, and he loved it. Absolutely loved it. I told him, I said, our team has struggled over the last couple of years, and he knew what he told me. He said, it doesn't matter how much you struggle. It's how much you put fortitude in to win. And he's like, I looked at your all's team, and you all are solid this year. And you know what Hacksaw said to me?
I don't care.
Oh, that's what he said to me, John.
Oh,
I don't care.
Goosebumps again.
Oh, God. I was for a split second, I legitimately thought.
No, he did.
I did.
That is not a lie. He reached out to Hacksaw.
I reached out to Hacksaw, and Hacksaw was like, that's awesome. He was like, I can't believe that he's like a wrestling career. Like, I did not think people would even like consider things like that. He's like, that's really cool. So, yeah, so Hacksaw was totally on board with us. And your question, Jason? Admirable but stupid. So let's move on.
To answer your question, he's probably disgusted at their lack of accomplishments and alliance.
Yeah, he's
okay.
he's trying to pull something out of nothing. I'm sure.
Oh man! All right. Derek wrote, John, do not let Rob and Brad answer this question. Everyone already knows their answer, and no one cares. Now be quiet, jerks. Adults are talking. I feel like this league is a step above most other leagues. How do you and Levi think the Hacksaws would fare in a normal league, and how could we start a trade with that league to remove the Chaos League? Again, no one cares about
funny.
Their answer.
I think it's funny that Derek is so like worked up about these.
He's scared of
He's scared.
I should have just
been sissy.
Yeah.
What a wuss. Move on to the next question.
No, I feel like
you can answer it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I am in you know, three other leagues.
Yeah.
Well, look at me in Joey's league. Last week.
You know, I would trade the Cleveland Steamers in this league for the Cleveland Steamers in Joey's league. That'd be more competitive.
Borrow from Peter to pay Paul.
More competitive?
Yeah.
Wait, oh, we'll see about more competitive, punk.
It's the same person.
I don't think they would. They wouldn't fare well in another league. They definitely would probably make it more entertaining, but they wouldn't fare well.
It'd be tough on them.
I want to hear Luke's opinion.
I mean, like, there's only you can only go up from.
Well, I mean, they didn't say that I couldn't say anything, so
you can stay the same.
I think that they would crash that league. They would
if you went to another league, you go do better. Are you talking about some other teams doing well?
Well, Derek's saying if we gave them to another normal league outside of all,
how would they do?
How would they fare?
I mean. It's hard to get
weird with it.
Yeah,
these two picked against me and being in the playoffs, and here they are backpedaling. And now they're answering this question of, oh, no, they'd be good in early. They'd probably get whooped. They don't know nothing.
Yeah, they're wishy-washy.
Hey, wishy-washy.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
That's what the next question expected.
Joey asks, is Brad going to be Rob's donut seat to sit on during the podcast after Rob's colonoscopy?
That's a valid question, but no.
And we have an answer.
But no.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, we like each other, but not that
much. Yeah, we're not into that kind of thing.
You can lie to them, but you can't lie to me in the
sentence. Next question.
This question is for Brad from Derek. In the Hacksaw Alliance, who is the pitcher and who is the catcher? And should I say, who's the kicker and who's the holder?
All right, Matt, moving on.
That came from Amy, so let's answer it. So that's a dumb question. But...
No, you were about to answer that.
Yeah, it's a dumb question. No, move on. That was my answer.
The podcast after hours will have that answer on there. All right, Kyle writes in. Kyle asked a question. Dr. T said, I felt terrible about everybody getting their feelings hurt last week, so I'll try to be supportive. Brad, you're doing great. keep it up. You're going to have to make room on the mantle for a new shiny participation trophy. Joey's team is not in last place for another few days. Go, Joey. Congrats, Rob, on the successful colonoscopy. I heard they were able to remove Derek's entire fantasy team from your lower intestine. Too bad they couldn't dislodge Jeff's wristwatch. Oh, well. Levi, you're off to a good start this season. It'll be great to see what a Basham with his mother's love can accomplish.
Yeah, Amy's question was way better than this.
The dig at Derek, I guess. Yeah. That's two digs at Derek.
Kyle's showing his softer side.
Yeah.
No. Right, for the record, I liked Amy's question, but I felt like it was an attack. So we had to
100% it was.
Yeah.
But you were always
going to answer. I was answering it, that it didn't matter to move on. So that was the answer.
Hey, you don't get to move things on.
What's that say?
The commissioner. That's what that says.
What that says.
The boss. In other words, the boss.
No, that's not what that means. All right. Jeff sent in. He said two mailbags. So, all right. He's got two questions. At this point in the season, if you had to choose another team's roster outside your alliance to swap with, whose would it be? So y'all couldn't take each other, any of y'all fake alliances.
So you can't pick Derek's, John.
Which I know you want to, because he's strong on you.
So, Brad, we'll start with you. You can't take Rob's hand or team.
Yeah, I just caught that the hand. Yeah, I think I would probably take Jeff's team.
Good old Jeff.
I'd have to agree with you on that.
Yeah,
I think I'd take Jeff's team too.
Yeah,
he's got a good team.
He's loaded.
Man. But John's got a good team also. But I don't want secondhand John. So I've had secondhand John. It's not fun.
Oh, man.
What is it? Wow. Can you elaborate on secondhand John?
No.
No. That's a need-to-know question.
Stepped on my toes. I think I would take Brad's team and then prove to him how to run it and make it better.
Oh.
Ow.
You take that from him?
That's a good answer.
Sure. I mean... That just means my roster stacked from top to bottom. So
yeah, I don't think Brad's team is bad. I don't think it's bad.
Brad's got a good
I wouldn't take
too.
His record, but yeah, Jeff's team's probably. I like it. I liked it at the draft. Levi's team's good. He's 3-0.
I'd take John.
No, he really. I think Levi's 3-0 is because he's had the most points not scored against him. So. That's primarily why he's saying no. Playing third team.
Again, once again, facts are being spit.
All right. Last question.
Sorry, I'm not going to apologize for winning.
No, don't apologize for it.
Will you apologize for winning?
No, don't
apologize for
Please
it.
Please
don't. We're just laying down the facts.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the last question from Jeff. Question for you, Rupert.
Oh.
Did his colonoscopy today make him take time to reflect on what the rest of his 2024 season may be like? A vigorous day of the squirts followed by a week-long pain in the ass trying to patchwork a team.
That's a good question, Jeff, from somebody with your intellect. I have to say that the only thing I was thinking about as I crapped in the toilet yesterday all day long was just how bad some of the CFL teams truly are and just how lucky I am not to be one of them. And I pooped out some Derek. I pooped out some Amanda. Pooped out a little bit of Lance. probably a little Jason in there, too. A little bit of Corn, so.
Was there a wristwatch?
It was yours, I believe.
I don't wear a watch.
That would explain it.
Jeff had the watch.
Yeah. There was a lot of sass in that.
Yeah.
In that opening remark.
I mean, he's getting attacked by everyone.
Yeah, I'm just doing nothing but attack. And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Sit here and take it? No, I'm not Jeff.
Okay.
I just don't sit there and take things. With an open mouth.
I think that's the last question. Luke, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oof. Okay, so back to like the Mark Andrews thing earlier. First off, do you think that he is washed up?
I think it's time for him to retire. I think it's time for him to sell off into the wild blue yonder. Personally, that's just me.
I think Andrews will probably have some good moments this year, along with Kelce, but I think both of them next year will probably be done, and you're going to see some of these young up-and-coming tight ends take the ring.
And do you think that there are any other big players that are like that?
Someone's fishing.
Big tight ends?
No, just any other player.
Top player that...
Oh, that are washed?
Yeah, they're washed or... You know, their day's coming.
Oh, yeah, there's several.
I don't think Andrews is washed. I think he's going to have...
Do you think either of those two tight ends finishes in the top five tight end?
No.
I think there's a good chance. I would, like, before the year started, I'd be like, it's a 90-something. It's probably like a 50% chance to
the most elite. Yeah. Pretty much seen their best.
I mean, tight ends haven't really scored that many points. Like, they could have a monster game and jump into the top five. Like, Cole Kmet is...
What is, like, likely still third? He hasn't done nothing since we won.
Yeah, likely had that monster. Third. So, like, it's not anything to do with, like, it's tight ends as a whole are down. Yeah. Like, if one of them has a monster game, they shoot back up.
That's primarily why I wanted to get rid of tight ends this year, because it's like a kicker. It's...
Actually, kickers are better.
Well, yeah, apparently this year they are.
Let's not have that debate. I don't want kickers.
No, I don't either.
Levi, do you have a question?
I do. This is for John, from Jeff. Question for John on the pod tonight. If you weren't in the Strong Arm Alliance and could be forcefully manipulated into joining another alliance, which one would it be?
I'm not in an alliance. So what? If I'm getting could I be invited?
Yeah, I'm so sick of this.
He needs to stop. You need
He's
to
in denial. Quit being in denial.
You love Derek.
Denial is not just a river in Egypt, John.
Derek, yeah. I was going to whoop him. Like, I don't talk up Joey. I've crapped on Joey.
And then you shook hands. You sent the little meme afterwards of you and Hulk Hogan and Macho Man shaking hands
after
your game.
A lot of kissing.
What?
A lot of kissing. Here's the deal. You are in an alliance called the Strong Arm Alliance.
You want me to be in an alliance.
Derek has strong-armed you and Joe. That is clear as day for everybody in the world to see except you.
Yeah,
you just don't see it yet because you're in denial. Don't look
good on you, bro.
What makes me in the alliance?
Is that Stockholm?
What have syndrome? I ever done?
Yeah,
to promote
Stockholm syndrome.
Mm-hmm. You're all little alliance thing where you joined forces that was an abomination on league rules.
No,
and I got reprimanded from the league office.
Sanctioned playoff.
No, it was not sanctioned because the league office was mad.
No, it was
the league office was mad.
You all agree.
No, nobody agreed.
What you said.
No, because you didn't count the win that me and him had.
We told you when it started.
Oh,
get butthurt about it.
Bullshit.
You know you lost.
I ain't no butthurt about nothing.
Yeah, you did.
I'm about to smack you.
Anyway, if I had to join an alliance, gun to my head, I think there's only one that I would join.
I think.
Next question.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
the one.
There's just one that I would.
And you wouldn't. You're not going to name it.
I said, would I? Could I? I said,
you should name it. You should name it.
So which one would you join if you had?
No, he said,
if you had to leave the Strong Arm Alliance.
Well, yeah, which one would it be?
Yeah,
I know which one it'd be.
The Hacksaw, obviously. No. Because we're the best.
It's the Union Brothers.
Yeah, it's
the Union Brothers. It's the Union Brothers.
You can think all you want.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's the Union Brother.
That's exactly, it fits.
It fits.
Yeah.
He's got a card and everything.
That's exactly, I know.
Yeah, I do have a Union card.
It does make sense. I mean,
that's
is that on the table? Is that are we breaking news right now?
I think he leaves Derek and goes to Jeff and Lance.
No, that would be drama.
Oh God!
I'm not
breaking news on the Chaos Cast.
That would be drama, and we need it. This league needs some drama, John. You need to think about this because you're sitting over there saying that you're not even in an alliance.
I'm not.
And you could Okay. Well. Not exactly, but exactly in your mind, but But you have an alliance sitting out there right now that's primed just for you, and they would welcome you with open arms. I know them.
I would not join them.
You should.
I've told y'all that.
You should join another alliance from the alliance you're currently in.
I'm not in one.
If I were you, I'd break away from that. Garbage, trash alliance.
So Derek and Joe ain't going nowhere this season. They're just going to drag you down.
Looks like Brad's not going anywhere.
No, Brad's going to do fine. I got all the faith in the world in Brad.
I'll do you a favor right now. I'll join your alliance if you dump him.
I'm never going to dump him.
That's exactly what I thought.
We can go with three people. Me and Brad are thick as thieves. We have been the best of enemies and the worst of enemies, and now we're the best of friends because...
When are you going to be worst of friends?
Never, because we're the Hacksaw Alliance.
That's right. All in your logic there.
No, never going to get those 12 wins this year.
Right. Yeah, 17 and a half. We're going to get 17. And I'm going over that.
That's right. That's right. We're going to overproject.
You agree?
That, baby.
Rob, you agree?
You better carry your weight.
You know, over 17 and a half?
You know, bro, I think it might be
so it's
way more than 17 and a half.
Week three.
Should we go 19 and a half?
We should.
So they're on track for 10.
Yeah, let's do it.
If Rob can win it.
19 and a half.
They're on 19 and a half.
They're on track for... Rob being 10-4.
Yeah. 10-4, I'll take it. Playoffs.
Yeah. And Brad is 0-whatever.
0-3. 14. And soon he'll be, I don't know, 11-3.
All right. Before we close out the bell bag, since you won't be on the next few podcasts, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things said.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you're a teammate.
I'm sure.
What do you want to say now that you're in front of them to give them encouragement?
Oh,
the rest of the way.
And we've already discussed things.
Yeah, we don't need that.
And we don't need to.
I think the league.
Let me answer his question because we've got it.
Kiss his knuckles after you're done.
I'm gonna slap the shit out of you. So to answer your question, what was the question again?
All right, you're leaving the podcast. What could you say to Brad?
Brad's 0-3.
So
we're putting this way. He needs a win desperately.
So at this point, Brad and me have already talked about this, and we both understand what the issue is. And the issue has always been just the fact that his team has had a bit of a struggle. And every year, a team has a bit of a struggle, and that's where he was. Coming out this week, you're going to see a different Black Sunday. And I fully believe Brad is going to get just annihilate Joe. I really believe it. Yeah. And I think that moving forward, Brad's about to win a lot more games this season. His team, you know, you all can talk as much smack as you want about Brad's team, but his team is really good.
Is he good enough to beat you?
He could beat me,
Is he going to beat you?
He could. And if he does, he does.
Is he going to?
Yeah,
I don't know. But I think it's going to be close between us. But the fact is if I lose, I lose. If he wins, he wins. If he loses, he loses. If I win, I win. We're not going to have any bad blood there. We didn't have any bad blood last season. We celebrate each other's accomplishments, which is something the rest of y'all turds don't do. So I'm just going to say that if there was an actual alliance in this league that is a up-and-up alliance, it's the Hacksaw Alliance. You can crap on me and Brad all you want. All of you all. The fact of the matter is you're jealous.
And we will.
You are jealous of me and Brad in our alliance.
That's where it's at.
That's it.
That's the culmination.
Pure jealousy.
That's the ultimate point.
That's what it is.
Yeah. All right. That no more needs to be said. No more needs to be said.
Hang on. Together? That's all I got to say about that.
Seems kind of like a Hacksaw kind of episode, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does.
I like it. That'll do it.
All right, Chaos Fantasy Jerks. We're quickly moving through the 2024 football season as we enter pivotal week 4. The commissioner in this episode raises the bar with some intense smack talk, spot-on analysis, and inspiring alliance banter. And the power rankings start to take shape, but there's plenty of season left to go. But in the meantime, set your lineup, put a helmet on, and always remember that nobody cares about your crappy fantasy football team.